Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Can you see from your window? I can't see anything.
Jason Isbell at number 57 on Jeff's Top 100 Songs list with Dress Blues.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a great song. You need to listen to that. In fact, you should sit down with your wife and listen to that song.
When we sit down, we don't.
Well, you know what dress blues are. So.
Of course I know what dress blues are.
Let's hear it. What are they?
The military. What are you serious?
Yeah, a little.
You think I'm an ignorant? Serious? No, say it.
I don't.
Say it for Coach Gary Guzman to hear.
Coach, my dad sometimes doesn't know what he's talking about. I was just checking that time to see if he did. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're happy to have you with us. You obviously know what you're talking about, especially as it pertains to defense. This Eagles team couldn't have gotten off to a better start. Four wins, four shutouts. Tell us about your defensive personnel, Gary.
And, you know, we've got some pretty good athletes on the defensive side of the ball, and we're playing fast, we're playing smart, you know, doing some good things, and our defensive coaches are doing a great job with those kids, getting them prepared for every game. So far, so good.
I imagine after one shutout, you know, you probably want to get the next one, or at least your players do. That's something that's important to them. And then after two, you want three, and after three, you want four. Is that kind of how it's been? Is that? You can't ignore it, so do you embrace it?
You have to, because, you know, everybody's talking about it, and you don't have a choice, you know. So, you know, I know I'm guessing the pressure's starting to mount a little bit, and so far the kids have handled it pretty well, and hopefully we'll continue to handle it well. You know, we obviously this can end at any time now, but we're going to keep working hard and keep doing what we need to do to try to win games, and if the defense can continue to play well, then great.
Gary Guzman joins us, head football coach at Mays High School. You've been coaching a long time now, and I'm sure you feel like getting a team like this after as many years as you've been coaching, it's a special thing for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have been coaching a long time, and anytime you can get a team like this, it's special. You know, whether it's, you know, your first year, your 35th year, it doesn't make any difference. It's special, and you know, it's fun, and said hopefully we can keep things going. You know, the season's still young, and we have a long ways to go, and a lot of areas we can improve. So we'll just keep plugging away.
And you go to Goddard this week in what is going to be one of the most talked about games of the week. Certainly, Goddard also 4-0. These kind of games are what you live for, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're still trying to figure out, you know, who we are and how good we are and all that. And when you face competition like we are this week, you know, it gives you a better idea. But, you know, Goddard is playing well. Coach Beeson's first year over there has got him playing well, and they've, you know, they have for the last, you know, last few years, and it's at their place, and they have a good crowd usually, and I'm expecting a great crowd on Friday, and I think we'll bring some a pretty good crowd ourselves, so it should be a great game, and should tell us a little bit more about, you know, who we are.
So you're not, like, sweating these games out at all. You're not needing a goal line stand or anything to preserve a win. You're up big in all of these games, and I'm sure you have your backups on the field at some point in the second half. So what does it say about your depth, especially, and how much of those younger guys kind of contributed to the shutout streak so far?
Well, you know, they've been awesome. The kids come in, you know, second half at some point, and they've been able to preserve the shutout. I'm not sure that they go in there thinking, hey, we got to hold these guys and not give up the touchdowns or whatever. I think they go in there play, and they, you know, they've managed to you know, keep the other team from scoring, and we do have a little bit of depth, and hopefully, you know, those young kids getting these quarters will help down the stretch if we have injuries or anything like that.
And then, of course, and we're talking with Gary Guzman, the football coach at Mays. You don't ever look ahead, but you've also got Derby that's coming up on your schedule later in the season. They look as good as ever. So there's a lot of good football still to be played in the area here in high school football.
Oh, absolutely. We don't look ahead. You know, we take one game at a time, and then this week is all we're talking about. All we're thinking about is Goddard, and you know, we know Derby's good. Derby's always good, and you know, Salinas Central's playing well. You know, we got them week 7, so we'll have them. We'll have Derby back to back. So it's you know, the schedule is going to be tough, and so we've got to go out and play well every week in our conference, in our league. It's a tough league, and you know, the Salinas schools were down, and I'm not sure how Salinas South is doing. I mean, obviously the record is not where it's been in the past, but I'm always, you know, nervous about that team and nervous about Salinas Central. But we'll take one game at a time, and when it's time to play them, hopefully we'll be ready and do what we need to do.
So you've got a quarterback, Caleb Grill, a senior, who is committed to play basketball at South Dakota State. But this is a guy who seems to have all the attributes of a guy who could play football at the next level, too. He's 6'3". He's got a good arm. He's got the poise and the temperament for that position. Obviously, the leadership ability, too. So what kind of athlete is he, and what kind of a football player is he? Because that almost gets overshadowed because he's so good at basketball.
He's a very good athlete, you know, and he's also he's a high jumper, you know, during the track season, and I happen to work with him during that time too, so I get to see him every week, compete every week, and you know, he's just he can do it all, and I was excited that he decided, you know, to play football this year. Not that was ever in question, but you know, I was thinking, you know, what if, you know, he decides that, okay, I'm, you know, I've already committed and I'm just going to go ahead and do this. But he's, you know, he never did. He never led us to believe that he wasn't going to play football. And so we're happy to have him back out. And you know, his leadership is very valuable to us and to our program. And the thing that he can do with the skills is amazing. But he's, like I said, he's a good athlete all the way around. And we're fortunate to have him.
Well, Gary, you're off to a wonderful start. We're going to continue to watch your team play a huge game coming up Friday at Goddard. Good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
You bet.
Thank you.
That's Gary Guzman, the football coach at Mays High School. Seems like there's a huge game every week right now. Derby took care of Bishop Carroll. Took them a while, but they eventually broke that game open a little bit. The Panthers are always good. You've got Goddard, you've got Mays, Carroll, of course. Northwest looks like it has
quite a few good teams in the area. Andale's that team in 3A now, which is weird to say because they've always been a 4A team. But now that we don't have 4A2, it's different.
I put it out on Twitter the other day, man. You wake up on Saturday morning, you're looking for scores, you're looking for stats.
Frustrating.
This is a really big issue. And hopefully somebody out there will take it upon themselves to address this and fill this void, because I worked at a place for 43 years that was a record-keeping giant.
Yeah,
when
what
it comes
happens
to high
now?
School sports? I don't know. Are they just saying to heck with it? I mean, I don't know.
That's hard to believe, though.
I try to not be critical because these are difficult times in the newspaper industry everywhere. But to just wash your hands of this situation and say, we're done.
We're not covering games and we're not keeping stats.
It's very disconcerting. And I could tell from the reaction I got on Twitter that it's disconcerting to a lot of people. And, man,
well, people that care about
so
this
many,
stuff.
I got so many things. I spent 43 years of my life full time at the Wichita Eagle. I got a lot of things I can say. And the reason I hold back is because there's still a lot of people there busting their tails to do a lot of good work. But you can't just blow high school sports off.
Especially high school football, which means a lot to a lot of people.
High school basketball is...
I know, but high school football is a cultural thing.
But high school basketball is just as big.
I know, I love high school
basketball. We're a basketball state. Forget that.
I'm not denigrating basketball.
Don't tell me.
But high school football is once a week, and it's 8 games for every team, and then you have the playoffs. It shouldn't be hard to round these numbers together.
Well,
right?
I'm looking for stats for Mays. I can't find
any. There aren't any. It would be extremely helpful to have those.
I can find their roster, but I can't find game stats. Now you're reliant upon each school to keep its statistics. I don't know that there's a general place to report those. I suppose Max Preps, although they don't update.
Well, there you go. Someone should create a hub.
Well, they do.
There's
a great website called K Preps.
Are there stats?
But they don't have stats. They have rankings. They do a good job, but they don't have stats. So I don't know what to think. I mean, high school football coverage was going to save the Eagle 5 years ago. Now it's virtually ignored. I don't understand. And again, I recognize that the industry is changing. The times have changed. I value the work being done by the people there. But I don't know about the leadership. And I certainly have issues with the fact that I can't find a football score or statistics for a football game on Saturday night. Bothers
on
me.
Friday night
or Friday night,
yeah,
or Saturday
it's
morning.
It's hard. It's just strange. Strange times. It's weird to go to places and you're not sure what you're going to find. And it's
I want to ask these coaches about it because they must just be beside themselves to some degree. I mean,
there's probably a little bit of that, but there's also probably we're here, we're together, we're doing it for
us. Are the TV stations getting out to games? I presume they are. I don't watch Friday night. I presume I see that Channel 3 does something, 10. I presume Channel 12 still doing what it does. But the print part of this is where my heart lies. And the print part of this at the Wichita Eagle has been the record keeper for especially the City League, but really all these leagues.
Well, we were covering 5 to 6 games a night, a week, as recently as last year. Now it's just completely dropped off, and who knows?
I don't get it.
It's not our problem to solve anymore.
No, it isn't. But it's maddening, and you can't. And I'm gonna feel like I do have a voice because I've spent my entire career there.
I'm not gonna back
off from that.
And nor should you.
Nor should I. I worked there for many, many years. I helped, in my opinion. I hope people would agree with this. I helped set the agenda for our high school sports coverage when I did it for 11 years.
You were it for a long time.
For 11 years.
You and Dwayne, and then Joanna, and then Taylor. It's been in good hands for a long time.
Oh, but even before I got there, Rod Smith, Reed Hanley, Gary Carr, Merrill Cox. This thing goes back to the late 50s when the Wichita Eagle was really the voice of City League athletics. I mean, my goodness. Are we going to have all-state teams anymore?
Probably.
We've had all-state teams since the early 60s, man.
Another staple. I'd hope that wouldn't go away. I can't imagine it would. Right?
There. I guess I needed to get that off my chest. By the way, I don't know if you saw the story about the puppy, the pit bull puppy. Somebody cut one of its ears off, left it in a dumpster. Beauties and Beasts and the Wichita Police Department raising money for a reward there. Go to Beauty and Beast on Facebook or their website if you want to contribute to hopefully find the person or the people responsible for this heinous act. I encourage you to do so. Back in a moment.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.